Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Yesterday, dozens of piles of trash and thousands of used needles were found while cleaning out the bridge that carries Route 104 over Carter Street in the city of Rochester. After months of complaints from people who lived in the area, the New York State Department of Transportation decided to go help and clean up the area underneath the bridge. Locals who drive by the bridge every single day said they often saw people shooting up under the bridge, sleeping, and even going to the bathroom. Well, this is great for now for the people who live in the area. They're concerned that this is only a temporary fix. When asking if this was a long-term solution to the New York State DOT, the worker said, "I think we're working on finding out what's the right solution. It is our right-of-way and our responsibility, but then again, the community at large needs to take responsibility, and we can't come out here every single week to clean up this area."
Just talked about the Face app that's all over social media. Literally can't get on Facebook without seeing your friends with the old filter on their face. But something you should know about, the Face app that everyone's using is a privacy nightmare. So it's run by a company in Russia that's uploading all the photos to a server, and you've given them permission to do that. And while it doesn't seem like they're doing necessarily anything bad with the pictures, there's nothing really stopping them from doing anything bad with the pictures. There are some conspiracy theorists out there that are claiming this is it's possibly a facial recognition scam to get everyone in the U.S. into their system. So just a heads up, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, it's getting a lot of your information.
This has been one of the hottest weeks we've seen in Rochester this summer, and it's only going to get hotter. The sweltering heats will increase this weekend, and Lifespan, the fan club, and Meals on Wheels have teamed up to provide free fans to people over or under 55 or older, I'm sorry, or people with disabilities who do not have air conditioning. So if you're one of those people, or your parents maybe look into that.
And finally, in the Team PXY feed, you may be aware, you may not, yesterday was World Emoji Day. And Apple debuted 75 variations of holding hands emojis that lets people pick any combination of gender and skin tone, making the platform more inclusive of same-sex and interracial couples. Apple also unveiled emojis for wheelchairs, prosthetic limbs, guide dogs, and ears with hearing aids as well. You can see what they look like up online at 98pxy.com. We've got them there for you.
Love that.
Also, a few things up online. Love this kid, an 11-year-old sidewalk salesman. He was holding up an ice cold beer sign to sell his root beer. Actually, ended up capitalizing on some police attention as well.
What a grab.
I know. This kid's a marketing
genius.
He seriously is. Absolutely. And Luke Bryan's wife apparently posted a Savage birthday tribute in his honor. You can see that as well and more at 98pxy.com. But if you missed it, speaking of the Face app, we just spoke with Rebecca that says she's now single after her boyfriend saw what she looked like in the Face app.
I'm still shook to the core about this.
I got him to admit that the stupid photo of me from that app really freaked him out. Apparently he doesn't think I'm going to age well, and now he says that's all he can see. And it got him thinking about our future and what if we ended up together and grow old together.
Now, it is ridiculous that he is using the Face app old filter to figure out how she's going to look when she's older. Obviously, that's not an exact science. Again, if you missed it in the feed, I just told you it's probably a Russian scam. But there is an interesting thing to bring up of kind of looking towards the future and wondering, what will we look like when we're older?
Yeah.
And one of the best ways to do that
Look at your parents.
Exactly. Exactly. When you get into a relationship, how many people admit to doing this? And jump in real quick, 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. How many people look to their significant other's parents to be like, oh, they're probably going to age like this? Is that a factor for you when dating someone?
I mean, I've known people who've been getting to know people, either on dating apps, what have you, who will be like, can you send me a picture of your mom?
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, they
do. Put a pin in that. We'll get into it coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.